clothes, shoes, cars or houses. Great design can send your spirit soaring, and they've shaped cultures for millennia. In Australia, 70% of graphic design students are women, yet only 11% are creative directors. And it's a similar story in architecture, where more than 40% of graduates are women, but only 28% of practicing architects are women. Detroit-based Australian designer Sharon Gauci is the executive director of industrial design for one of the world's largest car makers, General Motors. And last night, she was awarded the inaugural Women in Design Award from the peak body Good Design Australia. So it's a great pleasure to welcome you, Sharon Gauci, to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And congratulations. Essentially, this is an award that recognises your achievements over your working life, as I understand. What does it mean to you, an award like this?
Oh, I'm very honoured to be receiving an award like this and to be recognised for the work, contributions and what I've brought to design in terms of leadership. You know, it's truly an honour.
How often do you get back to Australia?
I've been living in Detroit now for 6 years. I've come back once, so this is my second time.
Oh my goodness!
And it's a really quick trip.
Right. And I was going to ask you this later, but I'll ask you right now. I mean, is there a hub here for design, or the fact that you haven't come back very much, is there just so much happening in that other hemisphere that you don't need to tap in?
Well, I guess my life is in Detroit now. So my family's there. My life is there. I'm working for General Motors, and the largest studio is in Detroit. We still have a studio here in Melbourne. I'm in Sydney. Mm-hmm. In Melbourne, we still have a studio, and they do a lot of our advanced design work. We communicate with them on a weekly basis, but I don't travel to Australia often anymore.
Now, you do work for one of the largest car makers in the world. GM now has a female chief executive and chief financial officer, and you're in charge of design. Has there been a deliberate strategy to promote women?
We understand that diversity is good for the business. And I'll talk specifically about GM design. So my role is we have a vice president who is also Australian, a male Australian. And at design, we are very much looking at our future pipeline and what that means for our workforce. And we understand that diversity is incredibly important because, you know, we need different types of minds and different types of thinking to make sure we've got the right innovation and the right creative solutions going forward. So we are doing a number of things to make sure our pipeline for the future is secure with the right number of women coming into the business.
And did you come through the automotive industry generally? Is that it?
Actually, you know, automotive wasn't on my radar as an industrial design student while I was studying. I had an interest to pursue furniture and product design. And I think part of the reason I didn't have automotive on my radar was because I did not recognize the different types of design within the automotive banner of design. So that is also something that as a leader I'm trying to promote, that you can study fashion design, jewelry design, be an interior designer and come into the automotive design world without having to draw a car. So on my team, the industrial design team, I have graphic designers, photographers, animators, fashion designers, industrial footwear designers. You know, there's a
footwear designers?
Yes, I have
Why?
Again, diversity and difference of opinion. It's to get a broader understanding and collective input with great diverse minds. And backgrounds like interior design and footwear design or jewelry design, you know, industrial designers at GM, we're not sketching what the shape of the car actually is, but we're designing all of the jewelry and the emotion. So we're designing the steering wheels, the interior colours, the exterior colours, the fabrics, the finishes, the wheel finishes. We're designing a layer of emotion on the car that the studio designers sketching the shape of the car aren't doing.
I've noticed in a lot of reports about the automotive industry that the young around the world are not buying cars the way they did. It's a sort of a major development that's been around for about 10 years now. Does this play into your thinking?
You know, when we're designing, we're always looking at the brand that we're designing for, the customer segmentation that we're looking at designing. Understanding who we're designing for is a critical element in the design process. You know, that is a conversation that we're having at General Motors, but we're also looking ahead and designing a host of mobility solutions that are not necessarily traditionally what we know today.
Oh, you've got to tell me more. What do you mean?
Well, we recognize that the future is changing. And so there are products that we're designing that aren't necessarily
cars.
What we know. Correct.
Really?
And it's very interesting and it's very exciting.
So it's totally futuristic, is it? I mean, do they look like they got wheels?
Well, I mean, I really can't go into much detail. You know, future plans, but it's a really, truly exciting time to be a designer in the industry right now. You know, there's just so many problems that we're working on.
And what about the digital world? Has the digital world and, say, young people's need for constant in online engagement, is that altering? Because I would have thought that's playing quite a big role in the types of products you're designing.
You know, if I can give an example with the future of autonomous vehicles, there's a whole host of questions that we're responding to because the interiors, for example, are no longer interiors used for driving. So what do people do in the interiors when they have that much time? You know, what do they do now when they're being transported from A to B? There's a series of questions that we're designing for and coming up with solutions for.
So that these, are you bringing the notion of, you know, different stages of decoration, I suppose? Is that what people are going to be offered when they're looking at cars?
Well, an interior like that, for example, could become more of a relaxation space, more of a communal space, more of a space where there is social interaction because you're no longer concentrating on the role of driving. So what does that interior now look like? Does it look like a lounge? Does it look like a traditional automotive interior?
So you also are a mother and you have an increased focus on making workplaces family friendly, as you say these days. Are more women moving into this space? By the sound of you, there is going to be quite a lot more option for women coming in, or maybe I'm characterising it too narrowly.
We're working on programs to really educate younger generations of artists that there are real opportunities in automotive design. So specifically in North America, for example, under a program we call You Make a Difference, we're going out to school-aged children and to high schools to promote design, to promote the different opportunities in design. And we have a number of programs where for 12 to 15 weeks, students will come and learn from folks in our business how to sketch, how to sculpt, and hopefully then be equipped to get a college education and then come into our business. And you know, we're hoping that we have this, you know, complete ecosystem where we can educate young aspiring artists to really pursue a creative career.
And this is
and
in
then
Detroit,
come into
isn't it?
The business, yes.
We hear Detroit's in decline. By the sound of you, there's a new world emerging.
Well, Detroit's actually going through an amazing renaissance right now. You know, it's changing as we're living there, and it's an incredibly exciting place to be at the moment.
Well, congratulations. I think it will be a revelation to a lot of people the way you're speaking. You know, for winning the inaugural Women in Design Award, and I hope we see you back here a bit more.
Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Sharon Gauci is the Executive Director of Industrial Design for General Motors, describing a very different sort of CV, I think, to the one we might have expected.